Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. I'm going to be sharing with you on the subject of who you are in Christ. You know, we've talked about the fact that you get born again when you receive Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior. Now, once we're born again, we need to know who we are in Christ. We're going to begin with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. The Bible says, "The very God of peace sanctify you wholly." Holy is W-H-O-L-L-Y, referring to the whole person. "And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We are made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. This is very important for you to understand. When you get born again, there's a change that has occurred and has occurred in your spirit. You got a brand new spirit. The soul, which is made up of the will, the intellect, the emotions, is the same. And obviously, your physical body is the same. The change has come in our spirit. That's where the Spirit of Jesus Christ now resides. That is the new spirit that we get. We've already seen from John chapter 3 about how he said we must be born again or born from above. That is a spiritual birth which occurs when we make Jesus Christ our personal Lord and Savior. This is the a new spirit that Ezekiel 36 talks about, prophesied by Ezekiel of what would happen to bring about the change, to bring us in right standing with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that we are now a new creation, a new creation. You need to understand that as a Christian, you are a new creation. You are brand new on the inside of you. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 15, the Bible says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." All the things of circumcision and in the Old Covenant was simply a foreshadowing of what God was going to do of the circumcision of our heart, where we get a new spirit and we become a new creature in Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 says this, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." You need to realize that you, who have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you have been quickened, made alive together with Christ, you have been raised up together, and you have been made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Now you are in that position of authority. You are in the same position that Jesus is in Christ. And remember, he was far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion. He was in a position of authority, and you are in him, and you are seated in heavenly places together with him in that same position of authority. This is important because Christians have authority over the devil and over all of his works. And now, in that situation, we now can receive the blessings from the Lord. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:7 that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. God's blessings will be poured out upon us because of his grace, and his grace is his favor toward us and his kindness to bring forth the unsearchable riches of Christ into our life. The Bible says in verse 8 then, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You've been saved through your faith, not of works. Don't think that you can work your way to be right with God. People that think that they can be saved by works are deceived. And if you're a person who just thinks that you're going to get to heaven and you're going to be right with God because of the fact that you've been a good person, you've done a lot of good works, that's not going to make it. You cannot earn your way. It is by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 says this, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness, that word means remission, the remission of sins, according to the riches of his grace. You need to realize the fact that your sins have been remitted. You have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed you from all sin. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 103, verse 12 says this, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." God has taken all of the sin and washed them away. The blood of Jesus has absolutely cleansed you. Micah 7:19 prophesied, he said there, that he will subdue our iniquities and will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. And over in the New Testament, Hebrews 8:12, this is the way Jesus looks at your sins. It says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." You need to understand that when you've come to Jesus Christ, the sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus. Now, you can sin after being a Christian, and if you do sin, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that if we sin, what are we supposed to do? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can be cleansed from all unrighteousness. So whenever you commit a sin as a born-again Christian, immediately go to the Lord, confess that sin, and receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Don't receive guilt. Don't receive condemnation. Don't run away from God, but run to him and deal with that area of sin in your life. And the Bible says that his sins and iniquities will I remember no more. He doesn't remember these things. And you shouldn't let yourself ever be under condemnation or guilt over past sins. If you're letting the devil beat you over the head over past sins, you're playing right into his hands. He delights in bringing up past failures, past situations that you have been involved in that opened up the door for him to work in your life, past sins. He wants to bring condemnation and guilt. God does not want you to have any condemnation or guilt. Remember the woman who was overtaken with adultery in the very act? Jesus said, "I don't condemn you." And he tells us to go and sin no more. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 is an important scripture for you to understand as far as who you are in Christ. The Bible says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Jesus knew no sin, but he was made to be sin for us. And in being made sin for us, there was a great exchange that occurred. And that exchange was that we got rid of our sin nature and we received his righteous nature. You now have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. That means you are in right standing with him. You can stand before God as being right with him without any sense of inferiority or fear or guilt or condemnation or unworthiness. Quit thinking of yourself as unworthy, an unworthy sinner. If you are born again, you've been made righteous. And you are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, when all these things will be added unto you. How in the world are you going to be able to possess your rights in Christ if you're thinking that you are unworthy all the time? How can you come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of his mercy and find grace to help in time of need and receive in prayer if you think you're unworthy? The Bible says the prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Who are the righteous? Those that are born again. Those that are in right standing with the Lord. Praise God. So, you need to realize that you now have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 is another scripture we want to look at. We already referred to it once, but it's important for you to get a hold of. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." No condemnation. No condemnation, no guilt for those who are the Christians. Now, you need to make a quality decision that you're not going to believe any negatives that the devil would bring against you of guilt or condemnation. He is a liar, and you are not to receive any guilt or any condemnation. Now, if there's an area where you've sinned in your life, what do? The Holy Spirit will convict you of that, bring you to the place of repentance. Godly sorrow worketh repentance in your life, and he wants you to repent of that, confess that as sin, turn around, and start walking in a new direction, and not give place to the devil and let him keep bringing this same thing up. No condemnation, no guilt. And this is important. So many people live in the failure of the past. They live over, they keep thinking about the problems and past situations over and over and over again. You are not to do that as a Christian. That's all been washed away. And you need to believe that and stand upon that and walk in the ways of the Lord. Scripture over in Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says this: You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He goes on in verse 17, and he says the fact that now that we're children of God, and if we're children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Important for you to realize that when you're born again, you've been adopted in. You now are a child of God. And God's given you a new spirit, not a spirit of bondage again to fear. That's what they were under bondage to. Now you have a spirit of adoption. Now God is your heavenly Father. It says, Abba, Father. Abba refers to like daddy, a very close, intimate relationship with God as your heavenly Father. You are a child of God. He is your heavenly Father, and your heavenly Father will care for you. He will provide for you. He will meet your every need in your life. Says if we're children, then we're heirs of God. You're an heir of God. You have a right to an inheritance. And a joint heir with Christ. That means that everything that Jesus had a right to, you have a right to. A joint heir is an equal heir. If you're a joint heir with Christ, that makes you an equal heir with Him. Praise God. And it's important for you to understand who you are. Now today, we've talked about the fact that you're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. You become a new creation. You have a brand new spirit. You're made the righteousness of God. Now you see the fact that all of your sins have been remitted. You have been raised up and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Your sins are removed as far as it is from the east, from the west. They've been cast in the depths of the sea. God remembers your sins no more. You are in right standing with Him. There's no more guilt, no more condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. And now you're a child of God. You're an heir of God, and you're a joint heir, and you have a right to all the blessings of God. And God wants you to receive them all. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. Hope you can tune in and listen. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.